This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاشرف بالاشتغال بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
Now I'm going to read, inshallah ta'ala, how some of the Salaf they were when it came to the month of Ramadan. See how I mentioned in the beginning, brother and sister, we're trying to be like who? The companions, the tabi'in. In everything that we try to do, it's all good saying that we follow the Quran and the Sunnah, but what is very, very important also to restrict it with the understanding of the Salaf. I can't bring my understanding, or my sheikh's understanding, or another person's understanding. The sheikh, that person who went out and he studied the religion, he's only here to do what? To connect you to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah mentions, looked upon the understanding of the Sahaba. In the Ramadan, how did they adorn themselves? Because the moment I start giving you my understanding, or someone else's understanding, it could be the reason why I become a lunatic. And I'll give you an example, and I'm going to be very straight up about it. A couple of years ago, a family member of mine, she came out on Facebook and she said, and she's saying this on a world wide web, social media, just to show you, because of the understanding you might have of the textual evidence of the Quran and the Sunnah, it could be the reason why you really destroy your religion. She came out on Facebook, it was a sister. Not even a guy, it was a sister. She's promoting on Facebook that it's okay to go and blow yourself up. And obviously this hurt. That time I was still in Yemen, I was trying to, you know, learn the religion of Allah. And because I know this sister, it's really, you know, it hurts. I'm asking, you know, I'm like commenting. Okay, where did you get this from? What did you do? How did you come to this conclusion? She's saying that Anwar al-Awlaki told her this. May Allah have mercy upon him. You know, everyone has these mistakes. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive everyone who falls into mistakes, because he gave her the understanding. And then when you look at the textual evidence, the way it was interpreted, you will find that it's been taken out of context in totality. He was an individual who used to bring the Quran and the Sunnah in many of that which he used to say. But then there was that 10%. It could be the reason why a person, he goes and he blows himself up. Wallahi, I know many people that were affected through this. The reason why I'm mentioning this, I'm not trying to have a dig at him, but to mention to you that because of the understanding of certain texts, it could either make or break a person. There was his brother, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, and I'm going to mention this because it would really hurt me to see some of these young kids here to go do something crazy like that. I used to come to Nottingham quite some time. Some of you that might know this, and just so you are wary and you don't fall into this. There was a brother who used to come to my lesson. I used to come to Nottingham. There's this masjid on top of a shop. I think it's called Masjid Sahaba. And I taught a whole book there called Al-Mubadi Al-Mufida. There was a brother who used to record the lessons. And now you find his name all over the newspaper. You see, he was from here, from Nottingham. And I think it's relevant that I mention this because the chapter is called what? It's called Rayyan. And this brother was called Rayyan as well. So Shahidu Min Al-Kalam, the point is, this brother used to record the lessons and he was very close. He was from the students that used to sit here, right in the front. He was also the brother who recorded when I had the reminder speaking about suicide bombing. That suicide bombing, it goes against our religion. There's so many narrations from the Sunnah. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسُ بِحَدِيدٍ عُذِّبَ بِي فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. Whoever kills himself with a piece of iron, he's going to be punished with it on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. He uploaded this online. What happened was, the lessons were stopped because of some brothers who were very, very rough and tough. Some of our brothers who used to study with me from Damaj. The people who used to attend the lessons, they were brothers who were on the fringes of their religion. Some of them newly reverted. And because of how some of these people, they thought, which was very narrow-minded, they stopped the lessons for whatever reason. Don't want to go into that. What happened to this brother? He started being exposed to doubts. He started being exposed to doubts. And now, subhanAllah, that very brother who used to come very close to me and write down the lessons and was from those who was uploading it onto the internet and knew the issues. Anybody who studies me will realize that I'm totally against extremism when it comes to, you know, killing an innocent soul, suicide bombing, making a bomb and all sorts. And then, I don't know what happened to the brother. He was imprisoned for, you know, making, or he wanted to go and do something like that. Can you see now the understanding? When you start being exposed to doubts, how that could change the understanding you have of certain texts? Wallahi, I would be really hurt. Some of these young kids that are sitting here, for me to find out tomorrow, oh, this is the brother who used to come to your lesson. I was sent the article while I was in Medina and it really hurt me. Someone you've been teaching, one of the most beloved things to a teacher is that if his students are benefiting. And I felt this about the brother. But then when he becomes...